So one guy who has a pretty good, you know, finger on the pulse, so to speak, of baseball, certainly in the Bay Area. He's the host of the Leadoff Show, 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, Monday through Friday. And, of course, with me and Carmen and Allie on Weekends in the Park, and that is Adam Copeland. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty, catching up on everything you were just talking about. Hell of a weekend, and you're right, a lot of news today in baseball.
Yeah, I want to get your reaction. We had Bruce on just a little while ago, but let me get your reaction to the Marlin news. I think that may be the biggest news of all, because now you got to test everybody, and do they get the test back tomorrow? They're in Philadelphia. I assume they've got to fly out of Philadelphia at some point, so what do they do?
Yeah, I mean, I think baseball would tell you that they saw this coming, right? They knew there were going to be positive tests, which is why we have the 60-player pools. It doesn't make it any less alarming or any less sort of scary, being that it's opening weekend, right? We just got off the ground. You don't want to see a big crop of players go down at any point, but certainly not all at one time for one team. So I guess they'll test everyone. I'm interested to see what happens with, like, the Phillies players. They're in Philadelphia. You've got this, you know, you can have players that are asymptomatic and maybe have come in contact on the base paths or with a catcher or somebody in the batter's box, or even, you know, I saw a ball get thrown around today in the A's game. There's times where these players are just used to doing certain things that, mm-hmm. that haven't changed yet, so or they haven't gotten used to the change yet as the new normal for day-to-day baseball. So I don't know. It's a little scary, but we don't really know what to think of it or make of it yet, I guess, until we get a couple of days in, we get the test back, and we see what happens with their opposition.
What was your take on the weekend so far about the Giants and the Dodgers, getting a feel for at least this series? We haven't really been able to concentrate too much on the Padres or Diamondbacks. I know the Rockies won 2 of 3 down in the new ballpark in Arlington. Not a lot of runs being scored, but they don't score a ton on the road anyway. But what's your take on the Giant-Dodger thing? That's one we've been able to really look at.
Well, I think yesterday was kind of a better, I don't know, it was a better look at what the Giants, I think, are hoping to do with the alternate back and forth, right, with the playing the platoons. And you mentioned it yesterday that you thought they were going to score more runs. And I think the offense, the lineup is a little better constructed to be a right-handed hitting lineup. We're going to see that again today against another left-handed pitcher. But I think Gabe Kapler would tell you that yesterday's format, the way it worked with the Logan Webb getting into the fifth inning before they had to pluck him, he got out of the jam against Mookie Betts, and then the way they went to the bullpen and the way they got Caleb Berger gets the bulk couple innings there, right? He comes in and shuts the door, and then you've got Sean Anderson, and then you take it all the way up through Trevor Gott. So I think that yesterday was maybe what Gabe Kapler and Farhan Zaidi were looking at doing to start the season, at least with the pitching staff. It's going to be different until they decide they can put a rotation together, and maybe Logan Webb is one of those guys. But I think that's, for me, what's come out of this the most.
Yeah, he is going to be one of those guys. He's got the arm. He's got the changeup. He's got the difference in velocity that can be a winner. But it's interesting, you know, and look, Adam, you and I have talked ball for so long, and that's why we love doing the show here. You know, here's Gabe Kapler, one of, I don't know, what, 9 new managers in the major leagues this year. And, you know, the guy in San Diego, you don't hear anything about him. Joe Girardi, not too much about him. The Met manager, who knows? I can't even tell you who the Met manager is. You don't hear anything about him. And here's Gabe Kapler already, 3 games into the season. And he's got Kevin Gausman, he's got Tyler Anderson, he's got Samardzija hidden somewhere, you know, he's got Johnny Cueto. All of a sudden, 3 games into the season, he's got his veterans, Crawford in some way as well. He's got his veterans questioning, why are we being handled this way?
Yeah, it's well, when you take over, I guess, a big market franchise like that, and the Mets are an interesting one. I know we talk about them, and now they're maybe up for sale. So we're not hearing as much about them, but they're also maybe they are a little better, I think, right now with the product on the field than the Giants are. I think because the Giants are in such a big transition period away from the traditional format of baseball that we've seen here in San Francisco. They're a big market team. They're a team that for the last decade has been consistently in the postseason and winning world championships with a Hall of Fame manager. Plus, you just had Gabe Kapler in a big city, in Philadelphia with a huge fan base that felt like they should have performed better. So he was on the big stage. He stays on a big stage taking over for Bochy. I think that that's kind of why we're hearing about it. And I think Gabe Kapler, the character, the person, is a different guy as well, right? I think, you're talking about San Diego. We don't hear much. What's his name? Jay Stingler? Is that the guy's name down in San Diego, something like that? So, just being that Kapler was a former player, that he's got a different philosophy on things. Of course, everybody remembers the mishaps with how he handled the pitching staff in Philadelphia his first couple of weekends. I think that sort of put him on the map. Is we've talked about, Marty, they're going to use the analytics. They're going to use the readings of the computers and whatever the numbers tell them. I was looking today at the lineup. Hunter Pence is in there at DH today, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so he doesn't have a hit in 8 at-bats against Urias in his career. So, the numbers can tell you what they tell you, but going righty against lefty just to do it, sometimes guys just have other guys' numbers. I don't know what the numbers are there, but he's more of a character, I guess, than some of those other guys for me, which is maybe why he gets more attention.
All right, but it just seems for a new manager to all of a sudden you've got to deal with the clubhouse, so to speak. It's the last thing you want to deal with because you're in your honeymoon period, all the enthusiasm and everything else. And all of a sudden, maybe it's the fact that we're doing Zoom things and the writers can't get to the players to really, ferret out exactly what's going on. But it's interesting to me. I asked the question to myself, what have I learned the first weekend of baseball? And that is that the pitching staff is still very unsettled, as you say. And the defense has moved around a lot, and that is still not settled. But that will get better because of Longoria and Belt coming back, and I think Crawford will get more play. I don't think they can afford to take him out, so I've learned that. And I do think the right-handed lineup has some thump in it, and Wilmer Flores is a hitter. I say, like Sandoval, Sandoval's wild. Sandoval will swing at anything. This guy will swing at just about every pitch. But he seems to be more selective in putting the bat on the ball. Agree?
Yeah, I agree with you. He's a battler at the plate. He doesn't strike out a whole lot. I think they gave a note yesterday on the broadcast that he was a bottom, or as far as a good rating goes, like a top three strikeout rate guy last year in the National League. So for a guy who will battle and will stay in at bats and will put the bat on the ball, I think that's your sort of Pablo comparison there, right? He'll swing at pitches, but he'll put wood on them to stay alive at the plate. And he does have a little bit of pop. And the fact that he can play just about every position on the infield, getting more looks at third base now, as you said, with Longoria out, that's going to help them. And he's a veteran that they need. And the interesting thing about Flores to think about, too, he's the first guy and the only guy that Farhan has given a multi-year deal to. He's got a two-year contract. So he's here. He's going to be here for a couple of years. And I think they plan on him being a key part of the day-to-day lineup, even with the moving parts on defense that you're talking about.
Yeah, they've got to find a comfortable spot for him because already Solano is at third until Longoria gets back, and now Flores is over at second. He had trouble throwing to first base yesterday. But I like the bat. I definitely like the bat. I thought Jalen Davis, for his one hit, he had a couple of at-bats that didn't look very good. But for his one hit, again, he hit a laser shot to right field.
Yeah, I wonder about guys like that who are sort of looking to find their bearings at the major league level. Like we talked about the platoons a lot with guys like a Flores or like Crawford. We're saying, I know they're veterans. Maybe they're more accustomed to that, but I like Jalen Davis a lot. And I just wonder about, what a group of consistent at bats might do for him. If he got 15 or 20 consecutive at bats, if he got to play every day for 4 days, 5 days, what that could do for him, because I do think he's a power guy. He could get into a groove and start seeing some pitches, but so far, that doesn't seem to be the case. He's in there again today, though, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think he can do some damage. Okay. Look, Urias is a guy, a changeup guy, and you swing and miss a lot with him. He gets a lot of strikeouts. He's 23. He's a lot smarter. He's a changeup, and I think that's Jalen Davis. You know, if he knows a fastball's coming, if he could just crank it up a little bit, he can hit it. But we'll see what happens with him tonight. But he's clearly someone I'm watching. Concerned at all about Dubon and then the start he's having? He is playing everywhere. Is it affecting his offense?
Yeah, we kind of talked about that yesterday. Like he's still kind of figuring it out too. And he does look a little overmatched, right? Like he does look like he's kind of treading water right now. And I don't know. Every day at bats for a guy like that, as you said, and he's playing a new position. Sometimes he's at second. Sometimes he's at short. Now he's learning to play outfield. You're looking for him to be a consistent right-handed bat for you against left-handed pitching. And the fact that he struggled. Now, he's out of there today, and I know he's only had one career at bat. I think he's the only Giant out of the lineup today that has had an at bat against Urias. But, yeah, a little bit concerned because I think they were counting on him. I think they're looking for plus defense and some – I was hoping for top of the order, maybe even rollover at bats there down in the 8 or the 9 hole. So a little bit worried, but it's early, only a couple games in.
Yeah, I got him in center field. He's hitting 9th, I think, tonight.
Oh, he is playing. Okay, he is.
Yeah, I think, yeah, he's in there tonight hitting 9th. What do you think about Yastrzemski? Is he turning into like a, sort of the intelligent leader of the ball club?
It's sort of funny, right? It seems like he's a veteran. Maybe it's just because he spent so much time in the minors and had such a great season last year, but you forget it's just his second big league season. And I'm really impressed with him. He does sort of seem like the model of consistency right now for the team. He seems like he's the on-field leader, and I'm not sure how the guys take to him in the clubhouse per se, but every time we've had him on the show and we've spoken to him, he's a great dude. He's a good baseball mind, and I'm with you, Marty. He seems sort of like he's a leader right now, and he seems like he's executing every time he's out there. I love that he's an everyday player.
Yeah, he doesn't get overwhelmed. He knows what he wants. He knows what he wants to say. And he's very strong in his convictions. I like what I hear from him. Hey, let's take a break. Adam is with us. We're after the break. We're going to come back with Ron Wotus part 2. And then Adam will join us and wrap it up with us and get us ready for Giants and Dodgers game 4 of this weekend. It feels like a playoff already. Really? My God. Yeah. 4 games in, and I think it's almost
going for that 16. We're looking for the 16 seed, Marty. Let's get it.
Really? Huh? God. All right. All right. We'll take a break. More coming up, but we'll come back with Ron Wotus right after this. Then Adam will finish up with us right here on the Sports Leader. Well, you got a little play on social media yesterday. It was the first win for Gabe Kapler as manager of the San Francisco Giants, and I hope you got the Priest Ranch wine out. I'm not going to ask which wine you got, but you led a very nice toast to the coaching staff and to Kapler.
Well, you know, it seems like you can't get away with doing anything today without the social media getting a hold of it, right? But that's fine. You know, I was happy for Cap. It was his first win as a San Francisco Giant. And not only him, but, you know, my first game in the big leagues and my first game, you know, Gene Kleins and Ron Paranowski took me out to dinner at Ruth Chris. And it's been unfortunate we can't do any of that for the coaches on this staff. So I just felt with us winning our first game, it was appropriate for not just Cap, but the coaches as well. You know, congratulated them and hope they have a long career like I've been able to enjoy, but it is a special moment in your life. So that's what we did. And I have to thank Jackie up at, and I'm going to mention it. I wish I had the Priest wine with me up at Camus, because Jackie, she was a groundskeeper for us for 5 years. She works up at Camus, and she's been very, very good to us, the San Francisco Giants. And she sent me a nice bottle of wine, and I held that one for Cap. And that's why we had a little toast last night. So thanks to Camus Winery and Jackie.
Oh, yeah, she's terrific. I love Jackie, and, yep, she always emails me about the game and stuff like that. I will tell you this, Will, the fans are very, very, very much interested in the team and the game, and even though there are no fans at the ballpark, people are listening, people are watching, people want baseball. Can you feel that at all?
Yeah, I do. Look, it's a tough time in this world today. I mean, it's a bizarre world in a lot of ways. You know, I feel with all the restrictions we have, we're staying at a hotel right now, our normal team hotel, but nobody is there. Nothing is open, restaurants or any of the facilities. It's just the team there. And I know there's a lot of people in this, in the States and in California that have it a lot worse than we do. And they're struggling to, you know, get a paycheck, to go to work, to stay healthy. You know, they have no choice but to go out and risk themselves to this COVID. So it's a different time, and I think it's great that we're able to play for the fans, and I hope it's some relief to them to see something familiar to what they're used to watching.
Well, what is very briefly, and we did this last week as well when you first started coming to Oracle, what's it like being on the road? I mean, if you have to fly in, get to the hotel, and you're right, with what's going on in the pandemic, it's horrific to see the numbers and everything every day. But what's it sort of like on a day-to-day basis for you, just maneuvering on the road? Because this is just the beginning of the 30 games on the road.
Yeah, well, it's a big adjustment. I mean, look, you know, we're not supposed to eat or drink in the same row on the airplane. That's the odd thing. All the food is boxed up. You know, usually they come by and they can give you a drink or something, but they're giving us bags of food. Everything's individualized. Besides that, the plane is pretty much normal, except no card games, right? You're every other row, you're social distancing. And then, you know, when you land, it's the same thing on the bus and at the hotel. And you get to the park, we're tested every second day. So there's a lot of hoops. It's way different than, you know, what we're used to. But again, you know, I think it's small in comparison to what our country is going through with this pandemic.
Oh, very true. Very true. Boy, interesting. So, all right, tonight it's Drew Smyly. You're back on ESPN. And I must tell you, listening to Dwayne and Mike and Dave and John, what a pleasure. And they're going to be so happy when you get back home to play because the game will be in front of them. But you've got Drew Smyly tonight. Well, he had one inning already, looked very solid. Well, what's your take on Drew Smyly?
Well, he's a pro. He's been in the big leagues. He's been a starter, so he's not intimidated by anything. He had a good inning for us the other day, and we all know that lefties seem to be a good elixir for the Dodgers in the past, and we hope the left-handed arm tonight will neutralize the Muncies and the Bellingers and some of their bats. Of course, they added Mookie Betts, an outstanding right-handed hitter. So they got a balanced lineup, but we like our chances with Drew on the mound. Remains to see how many pitches he's going to be able to go because he just threw one inning the other day. So I'm sure you're going to see a number of pitchers tonight again.
You think so? And that he won't go nine, huh?
Yeah, I think that's a slim chance for him to go nine this evening, as you know.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the day that we could be out of River Islands together and, just go out there in the 5,000 acres and take a nice walk and talk about this 60-game season and where it's going to go. It really is a fascinating season. And someplace like River Islands, you know, you can get lost just enjoying yourself right on the property.
No question. I'm looking forward to going back out, too. I love the restaurant there. They got that huge patio so you can eat outside, and you got the great views over there. So I'll look forward to doing that with you. And if your people, listeners, haven't checked out River Islands yet, they need to take a look because it's a wonderful community. As we always say, there's great people out there and a lot to do, especially during this pandemic when you're not traveling, you're not going out to restaurants. There's so many things to do just in that area and walking distance for your family.
All right. Now, you're on national TV tonight. And, you know, for me, if I was on national TV, my goodness, you know, millions would be watching me. You ever think about that?
No, you know what, there was a time, you know, back when I was playing, you always knew as a player when you were on the game of the week, right? Remember this week in baseball?
Sure.
Every weekend, it was, you know, you sat down, you made sure you watched that because you might see a glimpse of your team or yourself, but not anymore. I mean, we're on TV every night. We're not on TV with a pandemic. So don't make me nervous, Marty. You're going to make me pull my mask up over my eyes if you make me too nervous being on national TV.
Well, as I say, if we don't notice you, it's good. So I'm sure it'll be interesting. Urias, we've seen him a million times, the changeup, and he's a strikeout guy. Smiley's all new for us. I like the right-handed lineup a little better than the left-handed lineup for the Giants. So, maybe you guys could sneak one out of there tonight and come back 2-2. So it's great to talk to you and know that there's going to be a game shortly. So I appreciate you being on.
Yeah, Marty, my pleasure. It's some normalcy for me as well, being on with you and getting ready for a ball game. So let's win this one today, and we'll see you when we get home.
All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. That is our third base coach of the San Francisco Giants, the professor. Well, we went to school today, didn't we? With the professor, we learned a lot of baseball, and that's what baseball is all about, repetitive and understanding the game. It moves very quickly. Boy, that is the professor, Adam. Isn't he great to hear?
I forgot I was on with you, Marty. I was just hanging here listening to you and Wotus talk. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm still got to do a hit with Marty. You know, it's great hearing Wotus talk, and it's good that you're still doing it, even though he's on the road and talking about the differences of the hotel. I was wondering about that. Just they're probably on flights and the cross, I guess no cross country ones, so no long ones, but no card games, no none of the same stuff they used to do to pass the time, I guess, on the road. But at least the travel's not as far.
No, in this hotel, they're the only ones in the hotel. And there's there's no real room service. You know, they get some box foods and, Uber Eats. And, that's the way you basically have to be careful in what you do. But how about that? I mean, we love the game. We watch the game and, all the intensity of the game. But, boy, there is an element of the pandemic that is all over these guys every minute.
Well, and outside of even the pandemic time, Marty, I think we forget about professional athletes. And it's why in baseball, I think having good people and like glue guys and locker room guys are huge because you're together every day, right? And so the human element of baseball for the day-to-day grind of these guys is so much different. And then when the pandemic is layered on top of that, I think we've gotten a different scope into that, certainly with Buster Posey making the decision for his family. You've heard different guys. Ian Desmond, I remember, spoke out about it was important for him to be a dad right now because he's got two young sons that are asking a lot of questions about the pandemic and about what's going on culturally in the country right now. So there's a human element that I think is on more display because of the pandemic this year. We've got a little different scope on it.
Well, are you looking forward to this week? I mean, it's funny. I said this earlier in the show when I started at 3 o'clock. I watched the games and boy, I said, boy, what a great game. I wonder how many people were there. And, nobody was there. Nobody was there.
There's nobody there. No.
No one was there. But this week, the games are here. And like I said, for John and Dave and Dwayne and Mike, and I know what a challenge it is for these guys to have to do these games when they're on the road. But in some crazy way, the team is coming home, and it feels good. And we'll have just tremendous broadcasts all week long.
Yeah, I'm excited anyway. We've gotten baseball all day, every day, and because it's crammed into this such tight window, we're going to get it. There's not really your Monday and Thursday off days, right? I know the Giants won't be playing, but you get baseball, a whole slate of games tomorrow. But it's funny you mentioned that about them coming home because just in watching games this weekend, and I was thinking that when I was watching the A's game earlier today, is you get to see teams in their home ballparks. It's different than watching these NBA scrimmages where it's all the same court, right? They're all playing in one little location, and there is something unique about that right now. And seeing baseball not played in a bubble city, not that it's necessarily a better idea or a safer idea, but there's something about seeing your team play in your ballpark that I think is pretty cool. So you're right. I think it's going to be great to see them come home this week for a little home opener.
Yeah, and we say home. Are they going to do anything for the home opener? What do you do? I mean, Rennell, maybe make some presentations or say some things. But I'll tell you another thing that's growing on me, and I really mean this sincerely, is the crowd noise. I like it. It's in the background, and it's okay. It makes me feel like it's part of the game. And the second thing, I think it's a good idea to have the cutouts and not have empty seats.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the crowd noise for me is really, really crucial. And I know some people said it would be weird to be looking at empty seats. It doesn't bother me at all. I think it makes the game sound more normal, and the sound of baseball, I don't think we realize it until you were to play it in complete silence. The sound of baseball is a huge part of the game, right? The hearing the subtle or the small hum under the game being played. It's not just the sound of the ball hitting the mitt or the ball hitting the bat. It's the hum of the game that just sort of settles you. And the John Miller is so great at letting the game breathe. He and Dave do that so beautifully where they can say something and then let the game sit for a minute. So I love the crowd noise. I think it's good. I think it's normalizing it a little bit. The cutouts are kind of cool. I'm ready to see the ones in San Francisco.
Really?
Some of them are funky. I know they've got a lot of celebrities. I'm watching the Mets game right now, and they've done some of like the big head ones. Like they're not normal sized people. Like I don't know. Some of them are kind of weird. It doesn't bother me or distract me. I guess I don't really pay much attention to it. But, yeah, I guess everybody's done it, right?
Well, it's great having you on. I'm looking forward to a good week chatting with you during the week, off air, obviously, and then next weekend as well. So be well, take care, and let's see what tonight brings. But thanks, Adam.
All right, Marty, going for the split tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, that is Adam Copeland. Giants baseball from the press box, from the broadcast booth, coming up next right here in the Sports Leader.